Well, no one quite like Rawiri Waititi. He's with us today. Hey, Rawiri, tenakwe.
Morena deo, morena tatou.
Bits and bobs, eh? Bits and bobs of conservation land. What do you make of that saying?
Oh, yeah, no. This is just even ridiculous. And so Tama's had a pretty clear run to do all sorts of bloody rubbishy deals as Minister for Conservation, not only Minister for Conservation, but also as Minister for Māori Affairs. And you know, we held kind of Willie Moore accountable when he was the minister across a whole lot of things. This is what we're seeing here is Tama absolutely given up. He's just given up and given into the agenda of his white national party, their nationalist agenda to sell off Aotearoa. And he should be ashamed of himself, really. He should be ashamed of himself. Our people should be holding his feet over the coals for it.
Tenaku, he says, oh, look, these are pockets of land. I think he was referencing a building, Met Service building in Wellington, and what he's described as a gravel pit in Westland.
Yeah. That's just the start. If you have a look at all the, I've seen the map of all the Dock Estate that can be sold off, and I tell you what, there's a big parcel of it in the Raukumara Ranges, and they've been trying to do all sorts in there for a long time. But if you have a look at the agenda of this government, and you look at fast-tracking, you look at the release of the changes to the RMA, and you look at all the other legislative changes that they're doing, the regulatory standards, legislation, there's a whole lot of stuff lining up here, Dale. So they'll dress it up as a little bit here and a building there and a bit of shingle here, but there's a bigger agenda here. And we'll see that unfold if this government gets a second term. If this government gets a second term, it will take decades to undo the damage that these fellows have done. But we have an opportunity come November 7th to ensure that that's not entrenched, and that we undo most of the rubbish that they've been able to move in this last 3 years.
Tēnā koe. I'm looking forward to a conversation with the Te Pāti Māori candidate just confirmed for Te Taitonga. What can you share about Tuahine, please, Rawiri?
Oh, look, Lisa brings a whole wealth of not just knowledge but experience. So her background is in education, but also as a young mama, understanding and she knows and has experienced the system where the system makes it a lot harder for young mamas to be able to survive. But, you know, we're really looking forward to somebody of Kaitahu Whakapapa, born and bred down there, works down there at this particular time, bringing what she knows about her iwi, the struggles for language and culture survival, but education is a huge part of her portfolio that she brings into the mix, and I think I'm really looking forward to having another strong wahine Māori in the mix, so Apere, Hama and I got our heads full with the wahine leading the way. But look, well, the wahine have led the way in many of our communities across our kohanga reo and our kura kaupapa, even on our marae. So it's just reflective of how our society and how te iwi Māori operate. So just looking forward to another strong wahine Māori coming on board.
Tēnā koe. You were part of a symposium, not that you're rangatahi anymore, mate, but there was a rangatahi, you are sort of in a way to old guys like us, but the Rangatahi Ki Te Ao Symposium, might you be kind enough to tell us what it was, how it went, and what do you think was achieved?
Oh, look, what they're doing is there's some awareness that we're creating and building with our tamariki. I thought what an awesome kaupapa, and I saw the types of people that they had at that symposium across education, arts, business, entrepreneurs, our own Māori entrepreneurs, kapahaka, politicians, all have these opportunities to speak to these rangatahi from Ngāti Whakaue and Te Arawa as a whole. I think that needs to happen across the board where, our rangatahi are getting experience, but also having the opportunity to talk face-to-face with people who are pushing the boundaries and who are change agents across a whole lot of sectors. I just thought it was a just wonderful day. It was nice for the first time, actually, myself, Tanya, and Tony Boynton, Tanya Waitato and myself on the same stage for the very first time. It was nice to have Tarika Benfold, who is a councillor, also, I would say, rangatahi, also talking about local government. You know, so our tamariki had a plethora of subjects and kaupapa and people that they could talk to and put a face to in regards to even entrepreneurship. Though, you know, there's many of our people who are part of you know, small to medium sized businesses here in Rotorua. It was just wonderful to be a part of. I thought that was neat, really neat. And they were many of them will be first year voters. And just the importance of what it is to be part of this country's democracy and to take part of it and part in it, and what their voice and their vote means for them heading into the future.
Tēnā koe, thank you. And that was held midweek at the Sir Howard Morrison Centre in Rotorua. We've had the latest Oranga Tamariki findings showing ongoing failures. We've had a couple of discussions too about Māori inaccessibility to equal funding as mainstream in the mental health and addictions area as well. So these are stark criticisms of mainstream approaches to try and resolve Māori challenges, and it just doesn't seem to be working. How connected are the outcomes, do you think, for the broader issue of our Māori voice being weakened in policy and decision making?
We're sick of it, eh? We're sick of it. We're sick of you know, the whitewashing of our you know, of many of our kaupapa Māori. And I want to bring up a whānau ora. You know, that's just disappeared, eh, Dale? You don't talk about it at all. You don't hear about it anymore. And it's just disappeared. One of the most successful programs, and you know, in terms of social you know, interactions with our people, gone. During COVID, it was probably the saviour for the country in regards to its ability to be able to get into some of those really pressured areas, but whānau ora had the ability not just to work in Oranga Tamariki, had the ability to work in with our prisons, had the ability to work in many of our whānau who struggle to access any of the services that are currently presented, whether it be health, justice, housing, you know, and through the correction system. These are the things that we're talking about in terms of this government, and also with this minister. The Minister for Māori Affairs, he's the one that got rid of that bloody, got rid of whānau ora. Him and the last CEO that's just gone. I'm really disappointed in those two, that we had a program there that was able to get into those communities, and they used politics and personality to get rid of it. A kaupapa that I thought was really, you know, that was the change agent policy in the last 10 to 20 years. And if you think about the brains like Sir Mason Jury, and then the mouthpiece and Tāria Aturia being able to push it through Parliament, you know, those are some of the things I want to talk about, because those are the things that are missing from any decision making and any policy changes that would have made a difference to our kids. Yes, the numbers for Tamariki Māori within Oranga Tamariki is increasing. Are they making a difference? Absolutely not. Oranga Tamariki is not the answer for our kids, and there's no Oranga for our Tamariki in it at all. You see an increase in Māori incarceration rates over the last 10 to 20 years. It's been increasing. And so, you know, the corrections talks about, you know, Hokairangi, you know, and they're addressing the over-representation of Māori. The numbers are increasing, and what they are increasing also is the beds. And so most of the money is going on infrastructure, brick and water, but nothing is going on the mental health, nothing is going on reintegration, nothing is going on recidivism, and nothing is going on rehabilitation. And so this is what this government does. It's all about selling off, you know, state-owned assets. It's all about selling our people off. And, you know, long as they save money for the rich, not the have-nots, but the have-yots, you know, this government is doing exactly what it's there to do.
Now listen, you make sure you've taken your heart pills. I don't want your blood pressure raising. It's Men's Health Week. We can't have a tragedy on a Friday morning as a result of you getting hot under the collar, Mr. Waititi. Thanks again, brother. And look after yourself. Look, we've been encouraging each other to do just that this week. All the best. Yep, thank you.
No.
Rauri Waititi, Friday mornings.